Former OC basketball coach gets 150 years to life for molestations. Santa Ana, California, a 48-year-old former Orange County girls basketball coach was sentenced to 150 years to life in prison on September 6 for sexually assaulting six of his players over several years. Carlos Francisco Juarez was convicted on July 18 of 21 felony counts related to sexual assaults on four girls, but jurors also heard evidence related to two other alleged victims who testified to bolster the prosecution's claim of a pattern of targeting, grooming, and attacking girls. Mr. Juarez coached for club basketball teams as well as at Mater Dei, Aliso Niguel, Tustin, and Costa Mesa High Schools, Deputy District Attorney Raquel Cooper said. The alleged victims ranged in age from 11 to 17. Mr. Juarez's attorney, Kenneth Reed, declined to comment after conviction but said an appeal will be filed. Mr. Juarez's ex-wife testified about how she grew suspicious in 2018 that her former husband was sexually abusing their daughter's teammate on a team Mr. Juarez was coaching, Ms. Cooper said. The ex-wife decided to reach out to the girls in the past and ask them, "Did anything happen to you?" "Because it's happening again," Ms. Cooper said. It was then that four victims came forward to law enforcement, Ms. Cooper said. Some of the victims lied to investigators earlier about having sexual contact with the defendant, Ms. Cooper said. So Dr. Blake Carmichael provided expert testimony on child sexual abuse and accommodation syndrome, the prosecutor said, including the five different stages: secrecy, helplessness, entrapment and accommodation, delayed disclosure and retraction, and the power differential between coaches and athletes. In some cases, victims would engage in text messaging with their coach that started out innocent, but grew more sexually charged, Ms. Cooper said. One victim told jurors she started taking private lessons with Mr. Juarez in 2005, when she was 11 years old, at a Salvation Army gym in Tustin. One of her teammates on a soccer team recruited her to join their club basketball team because she was tall, she said. The victim played for Mr. Juarez's club basketball team for about a year and a half, she said. The first few practices were normal and included the usual drills and work on positioning. But then it got worse, she said. He wanted to help me by giving me private lessons that were not related to basketball that would help me with future relationships. Mr. Juarez asked her to take off her clothes and run around the court nude, she testified. She was uncomfortable being nude, so I said, "Could I just take off my top?" she testified. He said it would help me with my confidence, and I wasn't very confident as a kid, she said. She took off her jersey and sports bra and would run around the court with a basketball held over her head during two of the practices, she testified. Then at the end of another practice, he asked her if she was ready for her next lesson. He kissed me on the mouth, and it was a French kiss, she testified. It was my first time, so I definitely remember that. She said it made her nervous and she was caught off guard. Mr. Juarez drove her home as usual, she said, kissing her the same way after a few of their practices. It felt awkward, but I thought it would benefit me, so I kept my mouth quiet, she testified. Then, after one practice while driving her home, he pulled into a parking lot near her home and told her he would teach me how to have an orgasm, and that would help me with future partners, how to get me off, she said. She testified that Mr. Juarez groped her groin area over her clothes, and the next time she removed her shorts so he could touch her again, and then another time he penetrated her with his fingers. I told him I was uncomfortable, she said. I told him I wanted him to stop. I felt it had gone too far. The girl said she was disgusted with myself that I let it get that far, she said. Mr. Juarez told her not to tell anyone and she complied, she said. She continued going to practices after that, but he did not touch her anymore. I told my parents I wanted to quit the team, but I didn't tell them why, she said. They didn't understand my reasoning. They were encouraging me to stay because on the outside, he looked like a great coach. Mr. Juarez knew that the girl's mother had been diagnosed with breast cancer and was ailing, she testified. He would give her envelopes of cash of between $300 to $400 after he assaulted her, she testified. One victim met Mr. Juarez in 2002, when she was 8 years old, Ms. Cooper said. Mr. Juarez allegedly kissed her when she was 12 while they were in an elevator at a basketball tournament in Reno, Nevada. The two continued to flirtatiously text, and Mr. Juarez separated from his now ex-wife in September 2007, Ms. Cooper said. Mr. Juarez then moved in with the alleged victim's family and began having sex with her when she was 13 years old, with more than 100 eventual sexual encounters between the two, Ms. Cooper said. Mr. Juarez at one point gave the girl a promise ring, Ms. Cooper said. In May 2008, the girl's parents got separated and Mr. Juarez later moved in with the girl and her mother in Irvine, the prosecutor said. In April 2009, the girl's father told police he suspected Mr. Juarez was sexually abusing his daughter. But the two denied it and the case was closed while they continued dating. When the victim turned 18, the two asked her father if they could go public with their relationship, and he adamantly objected and told his daughter he would cut her off financially if they did, Ms. Cooper said. The victim then broke up with Mr. Juarez. He met another alleged victim in 2008, when she was 14 years old, and provided private training for her, Ms. Cooper said. While Mr. Juarez was having a sexual relationship with the girl he was living with, he brought the other girl to their home and tried to have sex with her there, but she asked to stop and he drove her home, Ms. Cooper said. Mr. Juarez told her that she had to keep it secret because he could lose his kids and go to jail, Ms. Cooper said. In April 2009, after the girl told a friend about the alleged sexual abuse, she was pulled out of class one day and questioned by sheriff's investigators, Ms. Cooper said. The girl did a covert call to the defendant with sheriff's investigators listening in, but he denied even knowing the other girl he was charged with sexually assaulting, Ms. Cooper said. Prosecutors declined to file charges. Another alleged victim played on his club team and in 2007, when she was 13, she started getting private lessons that escalated from flirtatious messages to sexual molestation and kissing, Ms. Cooper said. On one occasion, when she was 14, he allegedly had her perform a sex act on him in a storage room at Mater Dei High School. Mr. Juarez told her she would get more playing time and could become a starter in exchange for the sexual favors, Ms. Cooper said. One accuser said she met Mr. Juarez in fall 2008, when she was on the girls' varsity team at Aliso Viejo High School while he was coach. The girl was 17 when she received private lessons from the defendant, and after one practice, he took her to her mother's apartment in Costa Mesa and had sex with her, Ms. Cooper said. When questioned by police about it in 2009, she denied it because, she later said, she was still dating him, Cooper said. Another accuser said she was 17 and on the Costa Mesa High School girls' varsity team when he was flirting with her in a way that prompted suspicions from the defendant's ex-wife, Ms. Cooper said. That victim also had a relationship with Mr. Juarez when she was 17 and denied it when questioned by law enforcement, but in May of this year, she said she had recently broken up with him and lied before because she was dating him, Ms. Cooper said.